Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday version. This is volume Mish 26. Our episode is number 5. The drop date is Monday, May 4th, 2026. May the 4th be with you for all you Star Wars fans. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep, and guess who we have this week from Michigan Monday?
Well, we are excited about this. Renegade Train is joining us tonight. We've got Daniel and Todd from the band. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We first got to know Renegade Train because Quarter Peep and I really have no social life, so we sit home and we watch music or listen to music on our weekends. But we were listening to Adam Harahook's sessions and saw you guys on there. And Quarter Peep is admittedly the rocker of this group, and she listened to you guys and said, "I don't care what we need to do, we are getting them on the show." She really kind of fell in love with your music listening to you guys on sessions. So congrats, and being with Adam is a big thing. South Central Michigan, you guys have been rocking it out since the COVID days. Tell us a little bit about how the band got together and what's your history. Any points?
This band was born from the ashes of a project called Kicking Joe. I'm the only one left from that band, and now, but we started with the original guitar player from that band. My son came in to sing. We got Dan, and then a friend of mine, George. We started playing. He's a drummer. We started playing covers. We actually got to the point where we had like a 50 cover song list. We flogged those things to death.
You bet.
Those are like sometimes what, like 3-hour shows?
Oh, 4-hour. Or the infamous farewell gig with Gene.
Yeah.
Played from like 9 until 2 in the morning on and off, mostly on.
Yeah. And he ended up taking off, and we weren't sure if we were going to keep playing together or not. Especially with only one guitar player.
Sure.
But we kind of talked about it and decided to jump in the pile and see what happens. And we started to focus on original music.
Right. More. It's kind of a tale of two bands. Like pre-2024, we were more focused on cover music. Mm-hmm. Since 2024, especially last year and this year, we're really focused on our original music.
What made you make that transition?
Oh, just kind of a...
We dabbled in it when we were doing the covers. Mm-hmm. And then decided we should do this more because we got really, really tired of flogging covers.
Well, I would imagine, especially you talk about 50 or so that you're doing there, that's probably kind of burns you out after a while doing the same thing over and over again. And and now being able to express yourselves with the music, is that kind of the refresh in the band?
I think also with me, especially, it reached a point like I played in a lot of bands over the years, mostly cover songs, but I backburned my own original music for so long, kind of reached a point where it's like, if not now, then I'm not sure when I think a good time's going to be.
Yeah. So take the chance and see what happens. How did the band react then when that came about?
I think most of us were ready for the change. We still love Gene, but just it kind of reached a point where things weren't very much fun, I don't think, for any of us. So,
Well, the first one that we've got queued up is Celerity, and it very interesting tune. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this.
Oh, so Celerity, somebody turned me on to this concept many years ago. Two definitions I've heard, though. One definition, it is a star It is a star that only has like one body orbiting around it. But basically, it's also the relationship of any object with the sun. So it's about like relationships, and it is about trying to find that one perfect star for you to orbit around, and also about the difficulty of escaping gravity of bad relationships, whether they be bad friendships, romantic involvements, whatever. Just basically, it's kind of, it's very metaphorical.
I like that. I like that a lot. Knowing that, folks, let's give a listen to Renegade Train's Celerity. Yes. Celerity from Renegade Train. And I know the Detroit Shirt Company music studios walls are rocking right now, guys. Thank you. That Quarter Peep approval?
Yes. It's on my officially.
Oh, guys, that's awesome. And really enjoy that sound that you've got there. It's together. It really rocks.
Yeah. That was our first professionally recorded song.
Well, you nailed it. There's no question about that. That's awesome. Where have you guys been doing your recording?
Oh, man. Troubadour Studios here in Lansing, but there is a little bit of a fly in the ointment. The studio owner packed up and moved up to Traverse City on us.
Oh, no.
He's got family up there, yeah. So
we're going to have to work to find you a couple others.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the existential dread and terror plaguing the band right now.
He kind of became a member of the band, so to speak.
He was like the fifth member of the band.
Oh, that's tough. That hurts.
Yeah.
Really good dude.
Good guy. Really. On top of everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we get that. That's how things kind of ebb and flow. And, better things are on the horizon.
That's right. Things happen for a reason.
They do. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the creative process. You liked Celerity. Wait till you hear the remainder of what we've got on the show tonight, and let's figure out how it all puts together. We'll be right back with Renegade Train. The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday edition. We are with Renegade Train. Guys, Dan and Todd, we really enjoy what we're hearing, and I know it is a process. What does that look like when you guys are writing? You went from cover band for so long and now doing your own thing. How does that transition work, and what does it look like when you're writing your songs?
Oh, I was writing a lot even when I was playing cover songs, even when, like I said, kind of the first version of Renegade Train. The funny thing was, though, I put Celerity together, I believe, right before my birthday. And then we recorded it a couple months later. And I was laughing when I went back and was like sorting through my like old riffs and everything. I had all those parts. I just couldn't figure out how to put them together. So that's a lot of what it is for me. I record a lot of stuff. I have a little 8-track. I had a little something before that. I'm just trying to find good riffs. And then I'm always working on stuff. And then sometimes I think I have good ideas and these guys tell me otherwise.
So it really is kind of the team effort when you're putting this all together.
Oh, yeah. First in Celerity, man, there was a very embryonic idea on that outro, and Keegan grabbed a hold of it. And also, in a previous incarnation of Celerity, the vocal line was very different. And tremendous appreciation and props to Keegan for his development. And I wanted, and once again, I have ideas. They're not always great ones. I wanted to put a rap on that middle part. Yeah. They managed to fight me off Heisman Trophy.
That was a significant talk out.
They're like, the funny thing is they left me to my own devices. I would probably push us in a more rap direction, but they usually fought me off, which is kind of hilarious for me to say, but it probably would. You're like, they had to hit me with the good old Michigan. Yeah, no.
That's great. Do you find, and we've talked with artists in the past that say, I've had this one, and you mentioned that you've been doing quite a bit of writing. Do you find that there are songs that come about right now, and there are others that may sit on the shelf for a little while and percolate? Is that kind of the process?
It is more the latter, man. I get into these rare moments like where I understand how everything, because I have so much stuff written. But I get in these rare moments where I understand how everything fits together, and it's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of more what it is for me. It just it needs to be assembled. I need these guys' input. You know, where, you know, is this part shorter? Is this part longer?
Is it that puzzle piece that they end up finishing it for you?
Kind of suggest it for me sometimes. Like, we need like a change here. We need something.
Very cool.
This next one that we have queued up, another that we have just really been enjoying, this is To Be. Tell us a little bit about this one.
They're doing it again.
Todd's being shy. So the funny story is like the background that you see, that's not any kind of background. That's like my very beginning of my book collection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Or that I have
it room. Goes and goes and goes.
Yeah. So funny story is not one but two psych degrees, and I'm also crazy, so you know, there's that. But it's really, you know, we dabble in the Shakespeare at the beginning, but really it kind of comes back to like Viktor Frankl, you know, man's search for meaning. What kind of life are you going to build for yourself? Who do you want to be? What do you want to be? And, you know, sometimes finding that will to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And production wise, it's like one of my favorites as far as how it turned out. Just there's like effects that are only appreciated when you're, you know, best appreciated when you're serenading like Lansing traffic, you know, in the middle of rush hour. There's some like bass drops and stuff.
I can relate. Well, this is certainly one of our favorites, and I know it will be yours. And listen for those effects, too, because there's a lot you're going to hear on the front end here that is just so cool. This is Renegade Train, To Be.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against the steel troubles and by opposing. I was losing my mind, I'm just trying to find a grip.
yeah. To be, that is Renegade Train. Guys, you are absolutely nailing it on this. I hear so many different sounds, so many different pieces of the rock music that I like. And I know, you know, Quarter Peeps obviously rock in there.
Yeah, I'm totally in it.
This has got to be something that resonates with the audiences that you play to.
We recently competed in the Homegrown Throwdown Finals here in Lansing. And yeah, this is what we opened with.
That had to get it started well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who are your influences? I mean, I hear a lot of things in your music that are a lot of different. There's some Korn. Yeah, there's a lot that I'm hearing in your music. Now, I know everybody wants to have their unique sound. You certainly have achieved that. But there's got to be a lot of elements there that play into this.
Some grunge, some 80s, like Alice in Chains, Disturbed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Slipknot,
Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah.
For me, Sabbath, Ozzy, early Metallica.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Godsmack, probably a little bit of Korn. Mm-hmm. I went through a weird period in my life where I didn't play for almost a dozen, like over a decade, and I really wasn't listening to the music that was out. So when I got back into music, I kind of had to rediscover these things, and then when I hooked up with these guys, I really had to rediscover stuff that I had never listened to in my life.
There's a lot out there. There really is. It's interesting. I can completely relate, Dana. There was a period of time that I just kind of let it go. And when we started doing the show, and there's two versions of this show. We did one a couple of years ago, took a little hiatus, and now what Quarter Peep and I are doing, and it's same sort of thing. You go away from it for a little while, and wow, things change quickly.
Sure.
Was that difficult for you to kind of get back into that and catch up?
Yeah, I still had weird delusions. Like I was going to be a Brian Setzer and somehow bring back hair metal in the 80s. And
somehow I don't see you doing the Stray Cat strut.
On some level, you got to give the man credit. He brought back not one, but two unpopular genres of music to be kind of briefly very cool, rockabilly and, like big band or swing or whatever.
Yeah,
I thought, well, if he can do it, evidently not. But it reached a point where I had to kind of chuck everything out and kind of go back and listen and pick up a few things and figure out what the new good music, heavy music is. Like one of my faves is probably Coheed and Cambria from the newer music. Killswitch Engaged is another favorite. Avenged Sevenfold, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Dust.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Seven Dust. And then I went back and started listening to the new metal and the, late 90s stuff, Slipknot and whatnot. It's kind of discovering that. It's almost still kind of an ongoing process because I didn't get turned on to these bands in a normal order that any other human being would have, experienced them in.
Well, I think it's
Pink Floyd.
Oh my God, so much.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of the Bible right there.
Yeah, I once played in a Pink Floyd tribute band, so oh yes.
There you go. Well, I completely encourage you guys to keep being Renegade Train because what you are hitting with your sound is dead on, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. I know we're going to have a lot of folks listening to this that are going to want to know where to find you. Where do they find you?
You can find us on Facebook. Under Renegade Train. We have an Instagram.
I believe our Facebook has a link to our electronic press kit or our Google page.
Yes.
And
yes.
we have links to all of our professionally recorded songs and links to our one professionally done video.
We have seen.
Yeah, we have seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it? Awesome.
We have. There's lots out there, folks. You got to check them out.
Yeah.
Renegade Train, they are out of the, South Central Lansing, Michigan area. They are making a name. Certainly when folks like Sessions and Adam Harahook pick you up, You're on the radar. We are certainly pleased to have you here. The last song that we've got to play here in the Detroit Shirt Company studio is Uncertainty. This is your most recent release. Tell us a little bit about this song.
It's different.
It's different. It just kind of comes from it's in a weird key for like heavy metal. It's got the intro is very different than the body of the song. And then it seems like we cycle through different influences in the various points in the song.
Even Keegan's vocals.
Yeah.
When you say it's different, what is it that you feel makes it different? I mean, is this just something that it's kind of out of the box from what you normally play?
Not even that necessarily. It's just beginning is very layered. It's almost like a Gregorian. Basically, there are layers underneath the guitar melody. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a Gregorian chant underneath it with the guitar melodies.
All right.
And then basically the intro doesn't really have anything to do with like the rest of the song. I joke that it's kind of, somebody asked me what it meant. What are you trying to say here? And I said, it's kind of like, you know, the dreams and hopes and wishes and aspirations of your childhood and early adulthood passing away into the unceasing nightmare that is adulthood.
And that is indeed Uncertainty.
Adulthood theme song. Got it.
Yes, there you go. Let's give this one a listen. This is Renegade Train and Uncertainty.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Shedding a dark light on all of our childhood dreams. It's Renegade Train with Uncertainty. Dudes, great tune. Great tune. It's just, you know, you brought all of us. No.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, though. It's kind of more of an ambivalence towards your childhood. On, you know, on some levels, it could be pretty bad. But compared to, like I said, you know, the unceasing waking nightmare of adulthood, jobs and mortgages and insurance and all this fun stuff. It's like, eh, guess maybe, what? You know.
Yeah, there's reality out there. And it is, yep. It is what it is.
You navigate the uncertainty, as it were, of you know, your adulthood.
Great tune. Absolutely great
much
tune.
Much appreciated.
Guys, really enjoyed having you on tonight. Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thanks for having us. It was
absolutely
fun.
All right. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Aquamonkey, another Wackler. Woohoo!
We're looking forward to that. That is a wrap on tonight's show. We were fortunate tonight to have Dan and Todd from Renegade Train on the show. We really appreciate you guys joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, listen, folks, if you know more bands like Renegade Train that you would like us to put on the Michigan Monday program, drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where we're going to be, because I know we're going to find these guys live somewhere and get out and see them, check out our schedule. It's at the website, vehiclecitysound.com. We appreciate all the support you've been giving us. Please consider subscribing to our YouTube page. And we'll look forward to seeing you again shortly. And hey, everybody, do good things.